And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is releasing the need for drama in your life. We see so often the drama that human beings are attached to in their lives. There is a mistaken belief that drama equals aliveness, that only when you have drama in your life, in your world, that you are alive. This is a lie. The idea of drama, which mostly comes with conflict and turmoil and unsettledness, agitation, irritation, fear. This idea comes from your human limited mind. It is the one that stirs things up to give you a false sense of aliveness, that you have a purpose in life, that you must solve something, that you must resolve an issue, a relationship, something that seems out of whack. You may be puzzled by this and wonder why would the human mind go about doing this? It needs a job, and its basis, its MO, is fear. So if you can imagine that its bottom line is fear, and that is how it expresses itself, it's how it observes and looks at things. And so, of course, drama, creating drama, would be a net result of this fear. It also distracts you from your God-given life. The true design of your life path in this lifetime. Yes, of course, your soul has asked for lessons for you. You may consider them challenges, but they are areas where healing is needed due to past lives. Healing is needed for a resolution and for your ongoingness of the evolution of your spirit. So these are different. These challenges come with truth. They come with purpose and meaning, and they come for your evolution. The drama we speak of is almost a sideshow of the human limited ego mind to keep you distracted from your life and your life path according to God. The drama keeps you focused away from the truth, from those things that are meaningful to you and to your coming forward as your best and highest. So can you release the addiction to drama in your life and in the world as well? This addiction is very sticky, we will say, and seductive also, because It pulls you off of those things that truly are asking for your focus and for your attention. So, can you release your need for drama? And how do you do this? First, it is to be aware when anything in your life comes up and it is looking like a drama. We know you know what this means. It also can be felt within your body. So, at the beginning, the first act of this drama, do a time out. That is a pause. Come back home to your central core and ask. And you are asking God and your spirit, what is truly going on here? Is there something for me to attend to? Or is this just a blip of drama that my human mind and this situation is creating to distract me? If there is something for you to tend to, God will guide you to just what is needed. And that is what you will do, and then it will be released, and you will be on and about your business of attending to your life, your growth, your learning, your evolution. It is an interesting topic, and we ask you to explore it this week. When energy comes in and it is forceful and it is dramatic, there is a tendency to lose track of your own presence and to turn to it and to immediately try to resolve it, improve it, make it better. We ask you first and foremost, truly, to pause, do that time out, come back home, and ask what is going on here. What do you need to see? Is it your job to join the energy of the situation and to bring peace? That is the bottom line here. Drama does not bring peace, and you are asking for peace in your world and in the world. So, this exercise this week of observing drama in your life and bringing peace and truth to the situation is a healing step for you and your world. It is also a healing step for God, as God's design for this realm is unconditional love and peace. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.